Welcome to another morning devotion with Brother Mark, where we are walking together on our walk with Christ. Today is October the 10th, 2022. Well, my recent Bible study has really been a great encouragement to me. Recently, I read in Isaiah 60, and I found that it paired nicely with my sermon on Matthew 24. So that's always encouraging, you know, when you're reading something and it goes along with one of your sermons. Then I read in the book of Colossians this week, and that was a blessing too. And my reading in Colossians will be the basis for my devotions this week. If you were present for my sermon yesterday in the second service, you heard some of my thoughts on Colossians 1, but let's read a few verses here. Colossians 1, verses 3 through 5. Paul, speaking of Colossians, he says, "We give thanks to God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, praying always for you, since we heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and of the love which you have to all the saints, for the hope which is laid up for you in heaven, whereof you heard before in the word of the truth of the gospel." And so Paul here is just talking to the church of Colossae, and he's telling them some things about them that he's heard. He's heard of their faith. He heard of their love to all the saints. And he mentioned the hope that they have in heaven. And so these three attributes should be present in every saint. Actually, we should work to make sure that these are evident in us. So Paul mentioned that he had heard of their faith in Christ Jesus. In reading Colossians 1, it will become evident that their faith is real. Their faith made a real impact in their lives. Their faith was not just an act. And you know, that should always be said of our faith. Our faith should be noticed, that it makes an impact on our lives. The impact that our faith makes in our lives should be noticeable. Then Paul mentions their love to all the saints. Again, we notice that their faith made an impact. It made an impact on the way they loved one another. Their love was real, and it was noticeable. Finally, Paul mentions the hope they have in Christ. Their hope is in heaven. It is their hope which is the foundation of their perseverance. They persevere because they know in heaven they have a more enduring substance. They know they will have a heavenly reward, so they have hope. They're not walking on a wish. They believe in hope. They are trusting in the promises of God. So Paul notices the faith, hope, and love of the saints in Colossae. This week, let's walk so those around us notice those attributes in us. Let's walk by faith. Let's walk having hope. And let's love not the saints only, but let's love all men. Let's live so that our life in Christ makes an impact in our lives and in the lives of those around us. Let's live so that our faith in Christ makes an impact on our lives and in the lives of those around us. Heavenly Father, we thank you for today, for the promises of God. We thank you that we know all that is available to us in Christ Jesus. I pray today that we will walk this week so that these things will be evident. We thank you that we have these things available to us in and through Christ. Be with your people this week. Be an encouragement to them as they walk with you. May they shine as bright lights to your glory. We just thank you for Jesus. In his name we pray. Amen. Well, I hope you have a good week. Till tomorrow, Brother Mark, signing off.